Item 16, landowner hunting permits. This again is a decision, and Dave Ware is up.
You want to tell me you have anything to do?
I don't want you to take my job.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Again, for the record, my name's Dave Ware. I'm the Game Division Manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I have the last two for the Game Division for this afternoon. And like everyone so far today, except for maybe Jerry on a couple of things, we're going to roll pretty quickly through these. And especially with item 16, this is a mostly minor edits that we're making to landowner hunting permit program. As you'll recall, quick history is that this is just one of the variety of things that we offer from our landowner hunting permit program, and it was just kind of a complement to the existing programs of feel free to hunt, register to hunt, and hunt by written permission. And actually, we have a new one that just rolled out for the turkey season. It's called the reservation system, and so if you go online, you can find out some specific properties where you might get a reservation to go hunt turkeys this spring. So brand new, it just rolled out. We're kind of doing a soft rollout, and thank goodness TVW's not here today, but it's kind of a soft rollout on this, but it will be up and running this fall, and we've got 50 or 60 properties that have deer hunting and pheasant hunting and waterfowl hunting that we're going to roll out this fall. So brand new program that just came out. And so back to the landowner hunting permit program.
Dave, before you go on, Commissioner Duvia is looking puzzled.
No, I think that's great, but I'm also a little bit alarmed. I heard we tried to do this reservation system for pheasants last year, and they went on and there was no one to answer the phone, or they couldn't make any reservations.
Not quite that bad, but it's actually something that we had planned, and it's actually in your agreement with the director that would be rolled out by June of this year. And so we thought we might be able to get it a little faster last fall, and we were looking to try to get it in place by December. We had too many technical challenges associated with rolling it out in December, and so we never did roll it out. So nobody had a chance to even try to reserve a property last fall. Although what did occur is that we had several properties where the landowner said, "I want to be in this new program, this reservation program," and so we actually had signs out in the field. And so there were signs out there that said reservation system, and confused the hunters a little bit because, like, well, how do I get a reservation? So that was the confusion, but we'll have that straightened out this year.
No one knocked on a door and no one was home.
Tough to get a reservation. Well, back to landowner hunting permit program. This was just a little bit different type of program for the department, where really we were allowing the landowner to broker access directly with hunters. The department wasn't providing much of an intermediate service in terms of connecting them. But also we reserved it, or have reserved it, for just some fairly unique hunting opportunities across the state. And so we've had a number of cooperators over time. We currently have five that have been on for a while, and we've added a couple new ones this past year, or in 2012. And so, again, for 2013, we're just talking about relatively small amendments to the permits and opportunities that are available out there, and it's just in coordination with the different cooperators. Any more questions?
Any questions? Commissioner Duvia.
This is more of a comment, Dave, than a question, but because of crop damage and so forth, and some of those agriculture people looking at our system here, they're trying to think that they can get offered landowner permits and set up these little LPHs on their own, and we would have hundreds of them. under the same concept, because we give them out permits in lieu of compensation. And so they're, it's, to me, it looks like we're about to start an epidemic of LPHs.
We, you know, we always get some interest in this part of the program, but a lot of time when they see what the requirements are, they don't necessarily stick with it. I think in the March meeting you had the Columbia Plateau folks come forward and talk about were there some other options that they might entertain, and specifically they were looking for some funding out of the a federal program called Voluntary Public Access that the department, the grant that the department received, and they're actually outside of the area where that's available. But we always get those kinds of questions, and I think a lot of times when just again when they see what you know what the policy and the what's required to get into that program, a lot of times they choose not to. But obviously there's a lot of options that landowners have for dealing with damage or for dealing with providing hunter access on their property, and we're providing a variety of those as well.
Well, I just think in the Cottonwood area, which you're probably familiar with, we have a nice little elk herd is causing some problems, and the solution seems to be that we'll just get a bunch of permits from the department and we'll control this herd. So that's not exactly what we would like to provide access limitations to, but
right. I think our private land staff met with them 2 months ago and had a conversation with them about that. And certainly, if their damage is legitimate, they could get some of those permits. But they're antlerless only. Again, there's a lot of restrictions. They're antlerless only. They can only get a couple of them at a time, potentially. But then, typically, we also ask that they open up their property for the general public, and that's usually what the turnoff is. And folks that even ask for those permits, then we'll decline them because they don't want to allow general public access. And that's what happened in the Cottonwood situation.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, Commissioner Perry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've had a lot of conversations with people, and I guess I just wanted your view on this. At the end of this section, there's a few, I think there's three public comments, but they don't really get to what I wanted to ask. What does the public generally feel about this kind of access program? It does provide some public access, but it also provides for landowners being able to sell tags as well. And I think the public access part of it is really positive, but there seems to be people out there that don't feel that the landowners being able to sell these permits is really the right thing to do. What do you hear in terms of public acceptance of this kind of program?
I think in general there's a, I'll call it a Western culture that views fee hunting very differently than other parts of this country. And in the West, I think we've got a lot of public lands. And historically and traditionally, we've had also a lot of large timber owners and places like that that used to be fairly accessible to the public. And they've grown up with that. They're accustomed to that. And so, in general, Washington's hunters are not very supportive of fee access type programs. And some of them view this program as kind of a blend, but also at least promoting to a certain extent fee access. And I don't remember the numbers, but we did all of this, I think, in 2001 when the commission adopted their policy on our access programs. And it was something at the level of 60 or 70% were actually opposed to this kind of a program. So 60 or 70% of hunters were opposed to this kind of program. But obviously it was something that was of interest to the landowners. It did provide some additional access and in many cases some pretty quality opportunities for folks. And so the commission at that point chose to move forward with the program.
Thank you.
Okay, any others? Commissioner Duvia.
Just information that sort of commissioners know about what's the range that these people are selling these permits for?
You know, it depends, and I think a lot of it has changed over time, but The ones I'm familiar with, there have been some buck permits that I know about that have sold in the range of $6,000 to $8,000. We've had some opportunities in the Blue Mountains where we've got some really trophy class bull elk, and I'm just not familiar with what those have sold for. But I know that the market value of those kinds of bulls is very high. Obviously, we do an auction permit ourselves, and our auction permit has the value of that auction permit has increased dramatically over time, mostly targeting those Blue Mountain bulls. And so, in those cases, it could go as high as $30,000 and $40,000 for our permit, our auction permit. I'm not sure what the landowners are making on those.
And thank you. I just want everybody to be aware that each one of these permits comes with a pretty significant cash award.
It can, and so that's why we require that the landowner also provide some free public access to those same bulls or bucks associated with that.
Mm-hmm. Any others? Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I move to amend WAC 232-28-296 as proposed.
Do I hear a second?
I would second that.
The motion has been made and seconded by Commissioner Perry to amend WAC 232-28-296 as proposed. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no. Motion carries.